How was, when wheat was harvested, how was it tied up?
Used to be tied in bundles and raked in, would rake it in sheaves and then tie it in bundles with
How many sheaves were there in a bundle?
One, take a rake and rake up a sheave, and then that would just be one, make one bundle.
I see. How, any special number of sheaves when you think of it in terms of a bundle?
Way they used it then, back when they used a cradle to, they put it all in one swath, you might say, one swath, and then you come and came along with a rake and would rake that into little bundles, and then the man would come along and tie each bundle using the grain that he was raking to put a band around it.
Yeah.
And then they would put those in shocks then.
I see. Oh, so now is a sheaf and a bundle the same thing?
I'd say so. You rake it into a sheaf. I don't know what would be the difference.
Okay. Well, then how many sheaves or bundles would there be in a shock, would you say, offhand?
Well, ordinarily, about the old way, would put be about 12. Would put about 12 of bundles in a shock. Would put 10, set up 10 of these bunches in a bunch.
And if you're talking about
the... And then you put two hooders on to take these sheaves and bend them over. And put two hooders on that turned the water off. Then on the
what's
on
a hooder?
Shock. Hooders goes over the ten bundles there,
uh-huh.
And that keeps the
oh, I
the
see.
Rain out.
I
keeps
see.
The rain out
uh-huh.
of there, just
see.
Like a roof on a house.
I see.
You put two, put one way, spread the top out the grain out, and then put the other over the other way, and that turns every drop of water. The water.
How would you spell
off.
That? If you were going to write that word, how would you spell?
Shock.
No, hudder.
H-U-D-D-E-R, hudder.
Okay. And if you're talking about the wheat production by the acre, you said we got
a good yield.
Okay. What would a good yield be?
Well, a good yield would be 30, 40. Used to be about 30 bushels per acre. 30, 40. Now it's more.
All right. And you were talking about. Before about you worked on this machine in out in Oregon, you were telling me yesterday about
thrashing machine.
Yeah. Now, what kind of crops was that used on?
That was used on wheat, oats, barley.
All right. If you're talking about oats, would you say oats is thrashed or are thrashed?
Oats are. We thrashed them. Thrashed.
Okay.
And today we'd combine them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was the thrashing machine just did part of the job? Was that the idea, and the combine does both?
Thrashing machine, you hold the grain in. It came on the farm and staked itself down, you might say, and you hold the grain in to it. You hold the grain in on wagons or mm-hmm. trucks, and thrashed it right there and blew your straw out in a pile there and put your grain in the granary, carried mm-hmm. the granary. And the combine, it goes in the field and threshes it in the field and leaves your straw laying on the ground, piles it out on the ground on the rear of it as it goes along. And the grain, as it goes in a bin on the combine, and then your truck pulls up beside the combine and empties that every once in a while. When you get 40, 50 bushels, it empties into the truck and the truck holds it into the granary.
I see. If you're talking about someone's height, you know, you say he isn't as tall as.
He's not near as tall as I am.
And then you talk about someone who's taller than you. You say I'm not as tall as.
Yeah, he's 6 inches taller than I am.
Okay, and I'm not as tall as.
As he is by.
Okay.
Several inches.
And if someone's better at something than you, for example, doing something, you say, "Oh, he can do that better than."
Very much better than I can.
All right. And if we're talking about,
he's really a genius.
Okay. And if you're talking about the maximum distance you could walk in a day, you might say, "Oh, 20 miles is the what I could go." Is the
25 miles would be my limit for one day.
Okay. Would you say all the farther, all the further, or the farthest I could go, or the furthest?
That's about as far as I can go.
Okay.